Yorkton. The Maulers played host to the Regina Pat Canadians and the Notre Dame Hounds in back-to-back games held January 28 and 29. Coming away from the action with a 5-3 loss to the Pat Canadians and a 4-3 shootout win over the Hounds, the ninth-place Maulers trail the Prince Albert Pintos by 2 points in the standings. In the first game of the weekend matchups, Casey Brown put the Pat Canadians on the board in the first and was answered a short time later by Mauler Luke Fortier. The Pat Canadians had a successful second period with Matthew Ron making use of a power play effort, followed by another goal from Brown and two consecutive goals from the team's Noah Asmundson. The Maulers' Edward Nittig opened up scoring in the third with a power play goal and teammate Jackson Sperling posted another for the Maulers several minutes later, however, it wouldn't be enough for the Maulers to claim the win. The Maulers had a rough start in their Sunday match versus the Hounds, giving up two in the first to the Hounds' Alexander Skrativ and in a power play goal to Carter Hines midway through the period. Another power play goal from Skuratov midway through the second and things were looking bleak for the hometown team until late in the period. With less than a minute remaining, Edward Nittig put the Maulers on the board during a power play effort. Nittig would go on to repeat the effort early in the third and teammate Dylan Brass would go on to tie the match with less than a minute remaining. Nittig was the lone goal scorer of the shootout and earned himself star of the game for his efforts. Blake Sittler was in net for the win, blocking 24 of the 27 shots. Grady Peterson was netminder for the Hounds with 21 saves against 24 shots. The Maulers will visit the Prince Albert Mintos on February 4 for their next matchup.